Good morning. 00 hours. Mostly clear. 64 degrees. Good morning. 0100 hours. Mostly clear. 61 degrees.
KFA DOT monitoring.
Monitoring station, this is Whiskey 8 Sierra Sierra. W8SS. Oh, I don't think I hit it. Anyhow, monitoring station, this is Whiskey 8 Sierra Sierra. W8SS listening.
Good morning, G. Whiskey 8 Sierra Sierra. Just programming one of my new radios and playing around for a little bit tonight. KF8DOT.
Is it KF8 Thomas Ocean Thomas?
KF8 Bravo Oscar Tango.
Okay, I apologize, my fault. Okay, very good, and you're doing okay. The repeater is, you're kind of noisy into the repeater, but still quite copyable and good audio, and all is fine, so you're doing a great job. The machine, of course, is in Fenton, you're aware of that, I'm sure, and my name is Joe, Japan Ocean Echo Joe, and I am located in beautiful downtown Fenton, Michigan.
Good copy, Joe. I am actually just over in Holly, so kind of next door to you. KF8DOT.
All right, very good, very good. Well, Holly isn't very far. That's excellent. Yeah, I like Holly. I get out there now and then, not very often, but now and then. Have had a few friends that live in Holly, and they enjoy it very much. So what brings you to Holly? How did you get located in Holly?
Actually, I was born down in White Lake and then moved out of state with the military and afterwards for about 15 years. And moved back up this way to closer to where my parents were as they were getting older. KF8DOT.
Yes, sir. Okay, very good. Which service were you involved in? Thank you for your service. And how many years were you in the service, sir?
Army for 14 years, and now I work up at the Great Lakes National Cemetery.
Okay, all right, sounds good. Well, that's a long hitch. You put a lot of time in, and that's great. All right, sounds good. I talked to a lot of guys in the military up this way. I've had, I think 4 submariners now, so we get some of these Navy guys that live in a camp, and those are probably the most kind of unusual occupations, I guess, out of all the military ones. But that's good. So appreciate your service once again, and glad you were able to put 14 years in. Are you retired now, sir?
No, I was kind of dumb and got out with my now ex-wife. And asked me to, really regretting that, because those days are long past now to go back in.
Okay, well, I don't know, somehow or another the guys get back in, so you probably know a lot more about it than I do, but I've run into guys that have left usually over a marriage, and then they come back. Depends on what you did and what range you were and all kinds of stuff, you know how it is, but no, it has happened. I mean, it's not unthinkable anyway.
Good job. Yeah, at 55, I think they're going to have to really get hard up in order to bring me back. But I wouldn't mind kicking off those last few years, so KFABOT.
Yeah, roger that. I understand. Well, that's your voice sounds much younger than your chronologic age. So listen, hey, you know, it's all good, and you do what you do, and some people have long military careers. You had one. You have a long military career, and it's a valuable thing. And I know guys that have retired, gotten out of it, and then they separate from the service, and they end up doing things in civilian life. And do very well, and usually they get oriented towards the career that they had, but find a civilian application for it, kind of things, you know. You know what I'm saying, I think.
Copy that. I totally understand and agree with you. CFA-COT.
All right, really good. W8SS. So, how long have you been doing amateur radio?
Just about 2 months now. I got my tech back 2 months ago, and now I'm working towards my general.
Excellent. Well, I'm sure you'll make it, and keep working towards it. It's a good thing. It's a great hobby. People have made careers out of the hobby, too, a lot of people. And, it's kind of a good thing. I've been doing it a little bit now. I said it in 1963.
I'd say that's a little bit. I've got a lot to catch up on.
I don't know. It's doable. No problem. And listen, it's not about how long you've been in it. It's not anything to do with any of that. It's got to do with whether or not you're having fun doing it. And if you can pick up more and more knowledge along the way, all the better. And usually for many people, anyhow, that's the attraction is the knowledge and the understanding of electronics and circuitry and operating and all that kind of stuff. Are you on H? Well, you probably don't do HF yet, but maybe after you get your general, you'll do some of that as well.
I am really looking forward to getting on HF. I've actually got a 10-meter that I have yet to set up, but I'm really looking forward to 20 and 40 meters.
Yeah, I'll roger that. 10-meter activity is very sporadic, and that's not something you'd want to invest a lot of money in. But 40 and 80 are nice because during the hours that you might be available, there'll be some activity on the band. Frankly, though, to be very honest, and I don't want to be the voice of doom here, but there's not anywhere near the activity that there used to be. Years ago, there used to be so much activity. There were always guys on, and CW is huge, and there was always a ton of people on CW at a time. You know, if you get on one frequency, you hear four different guys talking, you know, all slightly off of each other. But now it's like there's not even much interest anymore. And the other thing that's kind of made things really change is digital modulation. And then, of course, the digital modulation allows repeaters that are essentially designed to be used through the Internet. And that opened up everything. And now all of a sudden you hear these guys get on and say, hey, I talked to, New Zealand today. No, you didn't. You talked to a computer that talked to New Zealand. But anyway.
You've got to love Echolink.
Yeah, and people love Echolink. That's a good thing. Other forms of digital modulation are out there as well. There's many of them. You know, it all changes by how you set up the packet. But D-Star is pretty active. There's just a lot of stuff out there.
Yeah, I didn't even realize just what a deep, dark hole this was all going to be when I got on. I used to enjoy listening on my dad's old shortwave receiver when I was real young. And it only took about 50-some years to actually get into the hobby.
Well, you're 100% correct. That's exactly what I did. I was a little kid, and I was screwing around in the basement at my house, and I found a big old radio and looked at the dial, and it said shortwave down here, and I flipped over there. I said, well, you need an antenna. All right, so I went and found a big hunk of wire and strung it up inside of my room, and, man, I'd hear all kinds of stuff, and I thought it was just great. I remember hearing heterodynes within the receivers in those age. There were these heterodynes that would sound like this, you know, like, you know, I used to sit there for an hour listening to that, saying, when's this airplane going to land?
Yeah, that used to be pretty cool. I kind of did the same thing. I ran a, didn't even know anything about it at the time, but ended up kind of building my own long wire across my backyard and out the basement window, and ended up listening to some pretty good conversations out of Europe every now and then when the stars and moon all aligned up perfectly. It always caught me by surprise.
Absolutely, and that's kind of a big attraction. I agree with you completely. Ionospheric propagation is the whole deal there. And, you know, honestly, the conversations aren't what they used to be. There used to be a lot of really technical conversations, great, you know, you'd learn a lot about radio listening to the guys. And there were a lot of guys that had a lot of expertise in a lot of other areas. And I really enjoyed that. And today I don't hear near as much of that, but if they're still out there, you just have to dig them out a little bit harder, you know, than you once did. Anyhow, so with that, this is W8SS, back to you.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to every little bit that I'm reading and learning. Just really amazes me. And I started to get involved a little bit with the amateur group out of Lapeer, because that's just where I took my test from. And they are all they're a pretty active group, so I'm kind of enjoying it. GF8BOT.
Yeah, roger that. I guess when I got started, the Motor City Radio Club, MCRC, was a big deal. And I used to go to the meetings, and it was great. It was well organized, and they'd have presentations, and I really enjoyed it. And it was an opportunity to meet with people that were interested in the same hobby that you were interested in. And that was one of the best things, I think, is that you had an opportunity to exchange ideas and, you know, guys that buy and sell stuff. There were all kinds of stuff. Speaking of which, I guess today there was a, or today meaning Saturday, there was a swap somewhere in Ohio. One of my guys that I know real well up this way, a younger man, was talking about going there, and I told him I was prepared to go. But he just called the other in a little bit ago, and I said to him, hey, did you go to that swap? He says, nah, I never made it. Okay, well, you know. But it used to be a lot of fun to go to swaps and look at everybody's junk for sale and, you know, have a hot dog and talk with friends and see friends there. And particularly when they were CW operators, you know, it was really neat because you got to put a face on the guy that you've been exchanging messages in code with. And that was kind of the fun, too. It was really cool to meet. A lot of my friends all my life have been through amateur radio, a lot of them, and it was something I always enjoyed. You know what I'm saying. Anyhow, this is Whiskey 8 Sierra Sierra.
Well, Jeff,
do we have a breaker?
I don't know what time it is, so I think I am going to cut my night long at this point. But it has been a great chat with you, sir. KF8BOT73, and I hope to talk to you again one of these evenings.
Oh, yeah, sounds good. I've been trying to make an effort to turn the radio on a little bit more while I'm working on the desk here. And I'll definitely be around. We'll look forward to hearing you, and always a pleasure to speak with you. So keep up the good work. Once again, thank you for your service, and we look forward to speaking with you in the near future. This is Whiskey 8 Sierra Sierra. Bye-bye now.
Good morning, 0200 hours, clear, 65 degrees. Good morning, 0300 hours, mostly clear, 59 degrees. Good morning, 0400 hours, clear, 61 degrees. Good morning. 0500 hours. Mostly clear. 61 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours. Clear. 61 degrees. Good morning. 0700 hours. Mostly sunny. 63 degrees. Good morning. 0800 hours. Mostly cloudy. 65 degrees.
KVAL, how are you? KVAL, how are you?
Good morning. 0900 hours. Mostly sunny. 68 degrees.
KVAL-OE.
Good morning. 1000 hours. Sunny. 72 degrees.
KD8CYW mobile monitoring.
Good morning. 1100 hours. Sunny. 75 degrees. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Mostly sunny. 78 degrees.
KE8ZHL monitoring.
KE8ZMW monitoring. KE8ZMW clear.
KE8ZHL clear.
Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Sunny. 79 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Mostly sunny. 81 degrees.
KE8ZMW monitoring. KE8ZMW monitoring. KE8ZMW clear.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Sunny. 81 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Mostly cloudy. 81 degrees.
KF8BOT. KF5INT, someone call me. N8HTV, is that you? I think I heard QSY. KF5INT, N8HKV. KF5INT, KF5INT, and KV.
VHF hub, disconnected. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Partly sunny. 82 degrees. VHF hub connected to Fenton 78. Good evening. 1800 hours. Partly sunny. 81 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours. Mostly cloudy. 79 degrees.
KF8BRD, is anybody listening on this one? KF8BRD, testing. Is there anybody listening on this panel tonight?
Good evening, 2000 hours. Mostly sunny. 77 degrees. KF8BRD, Good evening, 21 hours. Mostly sunny. 74 degrees.
Kilo. Echo 8, United Radio Victoria, stand by.
Good evening, 22 hours. Mostly clear. 69 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Partly cloudy. 67 degrees.
Can't see any well. Can't see any well.